On this day, June 24th, 1497, John Cabot claims for Britain the area that would later become the United States. I'll tell you that story. Let's get started. While the news of Columbus's discovery spread to England, the English decided that they weren't going to let Spain and Portugal have all the fun. It was time for them to get into the game. And the leadoff hitter for England was John Cabot. John Cabot, like Columbus, was a Genoese sailor. Italy spit out all the best sailors, by the way. They were great cooks and also great sailors. John Cabot lived in Bristol, England at this time, and after studying charts and globes, he came to the conclusion that since degrees of longitude diminish as they approach the pole, the shortest route to India would be sailing northwest instead of west, as Columbus had done. Well, good old King Henry VII thought John Cabot was onto something, so the king gave John the job. Now, Cabot set sail with 18 men in May of 1497. He sailed across the northern Atlantic because of his longitude theory, but also to avoid muscling in on the claims of Portugal and Spain because, well, Columbus sailed the southern route. Now, as far as we can tell, he was the first European to reach the mainland of North America since the Norwegians. On this day, June 24th, 1497, that happened. John Cabot arrived at the coast of North America. Now, here's something to keep in mind. Cabot discovered the continent 14 months before Columbus discovered the continent. And it is assumed by some he visited Newfoundland, by others Cape Breton Island, and still others Labrador. He might have visited them all, we don't know. But Cabot thought he had reached the realm of the King of Tartary. However, he still landed, planted a banner, and claimed possession in the name of the King of England. Now remember, at this time, when they landed here, they thought this was still a part of Asia. When Cabot landed, when Columbus landed, they thought that this was Eastern Asia. I guess sometimes ignorance is bliss. Well, even though it was ignorance, the discovery was amazing. Well, John Cabot returned home and he was greatly honored. The king just lavished him with gifts. John was received by the king arrayed in silk. He was given a hefty sum of cash for that day and was named the Great Admiral. That is a nice title. I love that title, the Great Admiral. Well, the next year, April 1498, the same year Columbus reached the shore of South America and the same year that Vasco da Gama found the sea route to India around the Cape of Good Hope at the southern tip of Africa, that same year, John Cabot, with a fleet of about five, sailed again. This time, he took his son Sebastian with him. It must have been one of those take your kids to work days. They both, father and son, explored the coast from Labrador to Cape Cod, and in September, one of the ships put into an Irish port in rough shape. Now, we're not sure when the others returned. We don't know that, but the Cabots didn't find the desired route to India. They didn't find the gold or the precious stones or the spices, so the expeditions were considered a failure. However, these explorations by the Cabot father and son team became the basis upon which England later claimed North America. Imagine what he would have thought if father and son could have looked into the future and see what they accomplished.